Commingling is a term that is commonly used in the real estate industry. It refers to the practice of mixing clients' funds with the real estate agent's own money in a single account. In other words, commingling is when a real estate agent uses their client's money for personal use or puts it in their own account. Commingling can have serious consequences for both the real estate agent and their clients. For example, if a real estate agent is found to be commingling their clients' funds, they can lose their license and face fines or other penalties. Clients, on the other hand, may lose their money or have their transactions delayed or disrupted. Real estate agents are required to follow strict regulations when it comes to handling their clients' funds. These regulations are designed to protect clients from fraud and ensure that their funds are used for the intended purpose. For example, real estate agents are required to maintain separate accounts for their clients' funds and to keep detailed records of all transactions. Advantages of commingling. The main advantage of commingling is that it can make it easier for real estate agents to manage their clients' funds. By having all of their clients' funds in a single account, real estate agents can more easily keep track of their finances and avoid the need to maintain multiple accounts. Disadvantages of commingling. Despite the potential advantages of commingling, there are several disadvantages that make it a risky practice for real estate agents. For example, commingling can make it difficult to accurately track and report financial transactions, which can lead to errors and inconsistencies in accounting. Additionally, commingling can make it easier for real estate agents to misuse clients' funds for personal gain or to cover up financial problems. Another disadvantage of commingling is that it can create legal and ethical issues for real estate agents. In some cases, commingling may be considered a form of fraud or embezzlement, which can result in criminal charges and other legal penalties. Additionally, commingling can damage the trust and credibility that real estate agents have with their clients, which can harm their reputation and future business prospects. Conclusion. In conclusion, commingling is a practice that is frowned upon in the real estate industry. Real estate agents who commingle their clients' funds risk facing serious consequences, including loss of their license and legal penalties. Therefore, it is important for real estate agents to follow the regulations and guidelines set forth by their state's real estate commission to protect their clients and maintain their reputation in the industry.